NASA is doing some rethinking as it tries to find the cause of the Columbia accident, rethinking an incident that occurred during Columbia's launch. Managers had concluded then that a piece of foam that fell off did not cause serious damage during liftoff. But NASA says even if the damage was serious, there's little they could have done to repair the spacecraft. NPR's Larry Abramson reports NASA had few options for saving Columbia or its crew.
Shuttle Program Manager Ron Dittemore says there's just no way the astronauts could have fixed any tile damage, even if it appeared to be serious. But reporters kept asking, isn't there something NASA could have done? Dittemore strained his imagination. He asked himself, could he have tried to direct the heat of reentry toward the shuttle's healthy wing long enough to get the ship closer to Earth?
You would have had to make the decision that you knew so much information about the damage on the wing that it was going to fail if you didn't protect it. And then you would have had to make the decision that you were going to sacrifice the vehicle and get to a certain altitude and ask the crew to bail out.
That would have been a high-risk strategy, Dittemore says, one that just wasn't justified by the amount of damage engineers saw on the shuttle. But in fact, bailing out of the shuttle is one of the procedures astronauts practice over and over as they prepare to go into space. Professor James Pawelczyk of Penn State flew as a payload specialist on Columbia in 1998.
Everyone's wearing a parachute as well as survival kit that includes things like a small raft, survival gear, etc., satellite beacon. So there is a bailout capability, if you will, but it's fairly limited in scope.
That's because bailing out is only considered when the shuttle is below 40,000 feet in altitude and traveling below the speed of sound. Columbia was five times that high and traveling 18 times too fast. This escape system was largely a result of the 1986 Challenger disaster, which happened on liftoff. Post-Challenger astronauts wear pressurized suits so they might survive long enough to try this ungainly maneuver. James Pawelczyk says the crew has to slide away from the shuttle on a special pole at exactly the right moment.
Do you immediately deploy the pole? Do you wait for a little bit of while? Do you stay in your seats? Do you get out of your seats? Some of those things depend on how high you are and the G-forces that you might encounter.
NASA has wrestled with ways to get the crew safely away from the ship since the early days of spaceflight. Mercury capsules were equipped with explosive bolts so the lone astronaut could blow the hatch like a fighter pilot. But historian Roger Lanius of the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum says this early system almost killed pioneering astronaut Gus Grissom on landing.
He was sitting there in the water waiting for the helicopter to arrive to pick him up, and the hatch blew on him, and of course the spacecraft sank.
Grissom survived that, only to be killed later on in a launch pad fire. In orbit, the crew's options are much more limited. For example, James Pawelczyk says he was trained in what to do in case the cabin depressurized.
You try to figure out very quickly where a leak comes from, isolate that region of the spacecraft, and if for some reason that one is unable to do that, you rapidly get back into the orange suits and get ready to head back home.
NASA has other contingency plans in place for disaster. Most are never put into use, like the system of emergency landing sites in Europe and Africa, or, as historian Roger Lanius notes, the system for escaping the shuttle while it's still on the launch pad.
There's an egress system with a set of wires that you slide down into basically an armored personnel carrier and drive away.
But for all of NASA's efforts, they apparently never came up with anything that could have saved Columbia. The ongoing investigation is almost certain to lead to new safety measures, which may or may not help the